Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Wherever you are on this lovely, lovely planet of ours.
Yeah. You know, it's really wild.
What?
Each day and each moment is new. That's the title of tonight's or today's or this morning's, wherever you are on the planet, show. And the reality of it is so amazing because as far as we know, this is the only planet in the universe that has life. I mean, you know, there may be life somewhere, but we don't know of it. But this is such a unique, amazing moment just to be alive. That's so remarkable. Unless you're complaining about your life, of course, then everything sucks.
In case it's your first time here with us today, I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia.
And we do finish each other's sentences.
Yes, we do. And our approach is not psychotherapeutic. So we're not trying to change people or fix them. We've discovered a phenomena. That is, if you get into the current moment of your life transforms effortlessly.
In an instant.
In an instant. No work. You know, you can become enlightened in this lifetime very easily. All you have to do is get to the current moment.
Now, since we have hundreds of thousands of listeners
all over the place,
probably millions, I'm clear we don't know each individual personally who's listening to this show. But I have seen something in the many people who I'm familiar with who do listen, and that is that many of us are busy. We are productive. We have families. We have things of importance in our life. We are often driving forward to produce those things that are on our plate. And it can be small things like, oh, at 3 o'clock, I need to go pick up my children from school. They can be big items like a wedding upcoming and planning it, or studying for a final exam.
Or just your everyday work.
Today, if we just take a moment to be here with each other, you can experience the newness of this moment. It's not about the concept. Of course, we have the concept that each day is new and each moment is new.
But to have a concept and to experience the concept are very, very different. You know, the idea of being in love and the body
experience.
Sensations, yes, of being in love are very, very different.
One of the ways to experience the uniqueness of this moment is to listen.
Yeah.
Oh, I just listened to Shia. He pointed to me and mouthed, "I love you." I really felt that.
And look, we've only been together going on 36 years.
Yes, in fact, about 11 days.
Yeah, something like that.
The 29th right. of July.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 36.
36 years.
Yep.
And I still, not even still, I love you even more. It's very wild.
It is very
because
wild.
Because I don't think I know who you are. I keep rediscovering you newly.
Mm-hmm.
Each day,
mm-hmm.
in each moment, actually. So it's a very dynamic relationship in that you're never held as I know who that is.
Something happened the other day.
What was that?
Well, we went to get our teeth cleaned, mm-hmm. and I was feeling on my way there. It had nothing to do with where we were going, but I'm just recalling this incident. I was feeling a bit disoriented, a bit overtired. Physically, I was off from, you know, feeling robust and together. And one of the things that was very sweet about it is that Shia did not look at me like, I wish you would get it together. He had no judgments for or against how I was feeling. He just heard it when I told him about it. And the three principles of instantaneous transformation are so amazing.
Well, you should first talk about listening. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't talk about listening, they may not get the three principles.
Well, if Shia, I expressed to him, look, I'm feeling a bit disoriented. And he heard it. He heard it from my perspective without trying to make me feel better, without agreeing or disagreeing, without challenging it, like, why is that? Or no, you're fine. It was, he heard it from my perspective for the purpose of hearing it.
See, true listening is not seeing whether you agree or disagree or already know what's being said. True listening is when you suspend your internal conversation to hear what another person is saying from their point of view, not to think about it and come up with an answer or a rebuttal. It's just to hear what they have to say.
Now, mind you, he did ultimately say, no worries, I'm here for you and I'm here with you. But I didn't feel like he was rebutting what I had to say. He genuinely heard it. When you resist something, and here's the first principle, you set it in place, you make it stronger. If he somehow started worrying about what that meant for him or what it meant about my health, or it would have made it this huge situation rather than I probably needed to take a nap. And after I did take a nap, by the way, I didn't feel well. I actually kind of fell asleep in the dentist's chair while she was cleaning my teeth, which is
kind of cool.
Kind of cool, actually. Second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So in that particular moment, that's exactly
how you were, and you couldn't be any different than that.
And anything you see, or in this case here, without judging, completes itself.
In an instant.
In an instant.
It isn't a long process of thinking about it to get it to go away. In fact, thinking about it keeps it around.
So by the time I had finished climbing the stairs to the second floor, that concern I had was already gone. It was not a non-issue. It was over. It became a new moment.
Listening actually takes what that other person's saying and takes it away from them. If you receive it, they no longer have it. So in a way, listening is the greatest gift you can give another person, is to hear what they have to say without judging it and without trying to change them or fix them. And most of us are so busy trying to change ourselves and fix ourselves that we apply that strategy to other people and their lives. And it doesn't work for us. Have you noticed that those things that you dislike about you still exist, even though you've tried desperately to get rid of them, whether it be weight or boyfriend or girlfriend?
Or being more adept at catching a bird that flies into your
house.
Yeah, we had a bird fly into our office today. It was flying around.
It committed suicide.
I was trying to catch it. And it ultimately ran into a window and gave itself a concussion, and then it ultimately died. So it'd be so easy for me to spend time going back and regretting and wishing that I could have been more adept at catching it or shooing it outside. And that's what keeps your life, your day from being new. When you rehash things that have already happened that you cannot change, and you drag it into this moment.
And you work on it in this moment, even though it's already gone by and there's nothing you can do about it.
Aaron just wrote us a note. Aaron is our
engineer today.
He wrote, it committed suicide with quotes.
That's what I said.
Yes, he was re-quoting you.
I like that.
It did, you know. I mean, it was really unfortunate, but there was nothing we could have done about it.
Sometimes, where we live in New Jersey, deer do that all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, they run into the sides of cars, and that's their time to quit.
Yeah.
In any event, here we are. And we're talking about living life newly, as if it's not same old, same old.
Yes. Let's take our first caller.
Mm-hmm.
Renat, where are you calling in from?
Hey, Ariel. Hi, Shaya. I'm calling in from Switzerland, Biesserach.
You know what's lovely?
Say the name of the town again.
Biesserach.
Biesserach. Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
I hear your voice, and I feel warm and smiley. It's just lovely to hear you.
It's kind of lovely is the perfect word.
Mm.
There's a experience of loving you, just hearing your voice.
Thank you. It's so sweet to listen to your voices as well. I feel so connected.
Hmm. I had that experience the other day. I was driving in the car, and our podcast of an earlier Being Here episode came up. And whilst my voice was all very fine, I didn't have a problem with it. When Shaya started speaking, I was like, oh, that's Shaya. I was like, oh my God, I love
this. This does so much for my ego. I want you to know that. I may be enlightened, but I still have a very definite ego. It says, oh, she likes me.
What can we do for you?
I just love, like, you started with the show that you said, you know each other for so many years, but you feel so in love with each other.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes, and I'm before my marriage, and before I thought, like, the best time is before the marriage, because then you adore each other. And through you, I learned that you can, like, you can live this, like, on and on and on and deeper, and this gives me such a nice sense, and I love it.
Well, I'm going to give you a hint as to how to have it in your marriage, which is coming up in a very short time.
You ready?
Yes.
You must give up making the other one wrong for anything.
Mm-hmm. See, now I'll tell you something. It is possible that your fiance, and then after you get married, your then husband, may do or say something that you take exception to or find offensive. But communicating until completion is something most people don't do. They keep lists.
Yeah, they keep lists of things that the other one did wrong. So they're, even when they're with their partner, they are complaining about how they were once and not seeing who they are in this moment. The other thing is, we were talking about listening. If you actually hear what your partner has to say without judging them, it completes itself in that moment. So you don't have to drag the past, which you disagree with you, into the current moment of your life. You know, it's about starting fresh in each moment. Life is this opportunity if you're here for it. But if you've got a list of transgressions where the other person's done things in your estimation that were wrong or insensitive, then you won't see them when you're with them. You'll only see them through that list of their wrong.
I love that you say that, because I just flashed on a situation where I keep repeating something, and then I like the fifth time or something, I really heard what he said, and that, like, completed everything, like, changed it around. Like, yes, I'm like, oh, that's what he meant. So it's like, yes. Yes.
But if he had to say it five times, you're probably busy going somewhere, or you thought whatever he had to say the first time might be inconvenient. Sometimes it just takes slowing down just a little bit.
The other thing is, most of us, Renat, have an automatic no that shows up whenever anything new is presented to us. You know, like we may not like where we are, but don't try to push us into something else.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and I know a lot of people talk about the honeymoon period in the first year where you adore each other. And then my experience is it just gets deeper and more refined and more lovely. And I am far happier with myself and with Shia today than I was when I got married. Things were a lot less stable inside myself then. And as I continue to grow, of course our relationship is going to keep growing. It's a very integral part of my life. So I know that it's not common because so many people end their relationships, but...
But see, here's the thing. Human beings are raised in social groups, and the cultural download that we're given includes the fight between women and men and men and women. And so, that is something you have to get bigger than by seeing that you have that prejudice against men that has been put in there by other people.
Include it, not try and get over it.
But notice it so it loses its power over your life. And that's the formula for having a great relationship, is to notice all the ways that you've been programmed to not have relationship work. I mean, you see it in television ads. You see it when people say, it's time to take a break. Because it's time to take a break. So we're going to the break now.
But we'll be right back. So
come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Just want to let you know what we have upcoming seminar-wise in our community. The first seminar is in New York City, happening very close, just a little less than a month. We're doing our creativity and intuition seminar on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, August 10th, 11th, and 12th. Really a fun, powerful course. Perfect time to be in New York City. You're invited.
And then in Hamburg, Germany, in October, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe on October 4th, and the 5th through the 7th, we're doing the Art of Being Happy.
And if you attend either of those weekends, or if you've already attended any of the weekends that we've done so far this year, we are going to Costa Rica again in the beginning of 2019 in January. We have 2 one-week immersion courses into the brilliance and magic of being you and instantaneous transformation. If you'd like to join us there, a weekend seminar is the prerequisite. You can find out the information about all of our courses on our website,
transformationmadeeasy.com.
So if you want excellence in every aspect of your life, join us for a seminar. They're fun. Yeah.
They're fun in your life transforms.
Speaking of
fun, how bad is that?
We're speaking to Renat.
And she's fun.
Hey.
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 You too.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Anything else that we can do
coming
for this, Renat?
I just want to say thank you, and I love seeing you at any seminar soon.
Excellent. And we know that you're getting married in a month from today, something like that. So we're wishing you a lovely and happy wedding day. And every moment between now and then, it's not about when you get there, then your life starts. This is your life right here
and right now.
So enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's take our next caller. Bye.
Bye.
We have Christian from Hamburg. Hi, Christian.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, too. What can we do for you today, Christian?
I don't have a question. Since I'm coming to your workshops, my life got so excited and, like, it's different in every moment. I couldn't have imagined that my life would be like it is now. And sometimes there comes like an inner, like a little voice where it's like, oh, maybe I would love to have reacted differently in a different situation. And this comes it's mostly when I'm like interacting with people and relating to people that I have like to stand up and saying my truth when something is not my truth and doesn't fit for me. And I would love to react like so it's fit for me, because like when I don't do it, I get like involved in a conversation.
I get quiet. Yeah, I understand. So you second guess what you should have or could have done in the situation after it's over.
Yes.
Good. If I were you, I would start looking at it like you behaved absolutely perfectly and appropriately when you said what you said or you didn't say what you didn't say.
Okay.
Because, you see, your mind wants to go back and work on what was as though it could have been different than it was. See, if you were to have spoken up, that's what you were to have done. But if you didn't, you weren't supposed to. You know, it's so easy to second guess yourself after the fact. But in the moment, you do what is appropriate. And, you know, sometimes you think, oh, I should have or I could have. Well, you couldn't have because you didn't.
The way you're describing it, Christian, is so normal. If you have an interaction with somebody and you walk away and you feel unsettled and you wished you would have said something that you didn't, and you now have ideas pop into your mind of things you could have said, then, yeah, she's like, yeah, well, two things. One is, if you judge yourself for having not, you set in motion the high likelihood that should you be in a situation of that sort again, you'll do the same thing. Because what you resist, you repeat. What you don't like, reinforce. What you don't want, you keep in place. But if you see it and go, there might be another option, and you let it go, then it's done.
You know, this is very interesting because it used to be, you know, we've been leading Monday Night Alive in New York City. We've been doing a Monday Night Seminar in New York City for maybe 20 years now. And it used to be that after the seminar, I would think of what I could have said or should have said or would have been better to say. And I finally, after all those years, realized at one point, quite a while ago, I guess it is now, but it happened so transparently, it just happened. And I stopped doing that. When I stopped resisting what I had said, suddenly what I said was just perfect.
You know, part of it too, Christian, is about creativity and intuition. If you get a certain, using Shia's Monday Night Alive example, sometimes on a Monday, certain themes want to be spoken about and other themes do not. And one of the things that Shia and I have gotten used to doing or accustomed to is to, as we speak, we see what words want to come out of our mouths.
Right. So we may start a sentence and realize partway through it that
it's
the next
coming
word,
out differently.
It comes out differently than we expected.
And then, it's not about second-guessing ourselves. It's about discovering the communication that's happening in the moment.
And it has to do, you know, communication's a two-way street in that sometimes a person may not want to hear what your truth is, and by not saying it, you avoid creating a calamitous situation, a difficult situation. You know, you got to start trusting that you have intuitive knowing that you don't do your life wrong. This moment is perfect. And here's the other thing, Christian. This moment is where your life is taking place. And in this moment, the only thing you could possibly be doing would be on this phone call that you called into the radio show from Germany. You know, this is where you are. This is where your life is unfolding, right here, right now. And most of us have been brought up with the idea of a better future. So we disregard what we're doing in this moment as though this isn't enough, and we think that something in the future is going to be better. It doesn't work that way. This is where your life is taking place. Oh, and by the way, when the future gets here, it only gets here as a moment of now.
Cool.
You know, when I first started dating Shia, I was actively dating several fellows. And when I went home to Oregon recently to visit my mom, she was going through things that I'd given her, including a letter I'd written around about that time. And I was telling her what I'd been doing in my day. It was very detailed. And what was interesting was I then began to recall these other gentlemen that I'd been dating. And they were really lovely fellows, but they weren't like a full fit with me ultimately. Of course, Shia was. But it was very interesting with this one fellow. His name was Trip, of all things, which I think is really funny. I would actually often trip. I would fall off my shoes. I would ride. If I rode with him on his motorcycle, I would start to fall asleep and almost fall off. I mean, there was a way we related. That was one way. With the next person, I had a whole other way of relating. And with Shia, those things never happened. I was very sure of myself. So one of the things, too, is to start seeing which Christian emerges in what situations without judging what you see. It's all very fascinating information.
It's all about Noticing how your life is unfolding without judging it as good or bad or right or wrong. It's not. It's just the way it's unfolding. And if you can see it the way it is without judging it, those moments complete themselves, and life is a forever new series of experiences.
You know, I know we have other couple callers holding, but there is one other thing I want to say to you. And that is, you mentioned that you've come to our seminars and so much has happened in your life.
Yes.
Part of what has happened is so natural that I don't believe you've recognized how often you do speak up and how often things just flow from your mouth. Because in those moments, you don't even register it. It's just normal in your experience. But I've seen you come up to the front of the room and say something to another participant that has just lit up their life. And for you, you just had something to say. And so you won't register those. You will
register your flaws.
You will
self-perceive flaws.
You know, when we were talking with Renat about don't keep lists, that includes lists against yourself.
Cool. This is so cool.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in today.
Really a treat.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very,
very lovely. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Our pleasure.
Bye.
How about we stay in Germany?
And find Dorina. Dorina, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Ariel. Hello, Shaya.
Hello.
Hi. It's great to hear your voices and to listen.
Lovely.
It's really,
nice to hear your voice as well.
Yeah. It's such a great experience, really, to be there for the moment when I'm actually listening, and I can see myself that I'm really. Yeah, it's fresh and new, and I really love that. So, and also, I'm calling in because of this title of the topic, like same old, it's not really what I want to have in my life, and but I can see that it's already there. Sometimes when I'm having a work day, a normal day-to-day work, I'm so busy in my head, and so I can see myself really to plan, to organizing, and doing my stuff, and I can really feel the difference if I'm here for what's obvious in front of me or what I'm planning.
Okay, let me slow you down for a second.
Because you're saying so many wonderful things, we're going to miss them.
Yeah, the first thing is you have a preference to have your day be new and different. And so you make your day at work, or when you notice that you're thinking, you make that wrong as though you shouldn't be.
So you said, I don't want it to be same old, same old.
Which, in fact, is the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Whatever you don't want stays the same.
Okay, here's the paradox. Ready? A paradox is when two seemingly opposing things both can be true. Of course you don't want same old, same old. And not wanting same old
keeps it same old, same old
in place.
So the game is to want what you have, not what you think will make it better.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
It's just wonderful.
However, it's not that easy for most people because we have preferences. We have ideas about what's going to make our life complete. Like if the love of your life shows up, that will make your life complete.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, when I'm there for every moment, so everything can happen and everything is new. And so it's like blow my mind completely. It's not to hold on to something, what I knew, what I have experienced before, and all about that.
You know, I have a few things I'd love to speak with you about in regards to having everything be new and still being able to plan. But I think it's better if we talk about it after the break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Oh, yeah, sure. Love to.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Wherever you are on our planet, it's wonderful to have you as part of our community.
Yes. We want to shout out to people, listeners in Newport Richey, Florida.
Stockholm, Sweden.
Austin, Texas.
Helsinki, Finland.
I remember Helsinki.
Me too.
Right. Santa Rosa, California.
Abuja, Nigeria.
Plains, Montana.
And Kos, Greece. Awesome. Now, if we happen to not pronounce your city correctly.
I think I got Plains right.
Right. Well, Kos, I think, and Abuja. I don't know if the J is a ya or a ha or a ja.
Well.
They can let us know. If I didn't do it correctly, let me know. But wherever you are, even if I don't know your language and can't speak it exactly correctly, we still appreciate you. And
as listeners, yes, we do.
Our listener. By the way, you may or may not know this, Shai and I have 5 audiobooks out. 6th one will be coming, but for a little bit. And do we have 5 or 4?
5.
Am I working on the 5th book?
No, 6th
book.
You're
I'm
working
losing
on the 6th
track.
Book.
Oh, my
book
goodness. I read them. They're wonderful. If you like this format of listening.
When she says she reads them, she's the reader in them.
That's right. I read them to Shia. So you can kind of come into our living room or come into our studio and hear all about living in the moment. And if you don't have our email newsletter yet, each month we send out inspirational articles and videos and more. So you can sign up at transformationmadeeasy.com. We are now still speaking with Dorina. The lovely Dorina. You with us, Dorina?
Hello, I'm here, yes.
You know, I tend to be a planner myself. I am the person who puts together most of the details, for instance, for the airlines to come to Hamburg, where we're going to be seeing you in October. And so it's important that you don't clump together your planning ability, which is part of what makes you a manager at work, with the times when your mind is just churning overdrive and it happens to be chucking in plans for the future. So when I find my mind starting to work fast, like a hamster on a wheel, it's very simple to look and see what's happening. But if you make yourself wrong for it, you just make things go faster.
You perpetuate it. Mm-hmm. Anything you don't want, you just keep around. So that's the first principle of instantaneous transformation.
And also, if you find yourself having those type of conversations at work, it may be that there's a colleague there that you have something to say to that you just said, oh, I'll say it later. And it might even be, you look lovely today. Or it may be, you need to put the lipstick back once you're done using it. You know, whatever it is, if you don't communicate, sometimes those things, it's easier to get lost in thought than to engage in your environment.
Yeah, I can see that, absolutely. And so at the end of the day, when I'm coming home, I can feel that my brain is really working. So sometimes
but you see,
I just really like to be like where I am. Like, yeah.
If at the end of the day your brain is really working, you've been resisting things that have happened during the day that keep you working on those. Because if you resist something, that's what you think about when you get home. You don't think about all the good stuff, you know?
Yes.
And if your brain is working on the way, you know, sometimes we'll lead a seminar and in the day we'll say to people, you know, why don't you say one thing that your lunch partner underestimates about him or herself? And then the person will say, oh, you're just such a nice person and you're so kind, or whatever they say. And when I start my mental computer on looking for those things people might underestimate about themselves, my mental computer may continue to do that after 6 o'clock. It's kind of like if I'm focusing on looking to buy a new car after I purchase the car, I still may be looking at cars to buy even though I've already fulfilled that. So you can stop making yourself wrong for your mind working the way it works.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, I want to thank you for calling in today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Really?
Looking forward to speak to you again or to see you.
Excellent. Well, I know we'll see you in Hamburg in October for The Art of Being Happy and perhaps The Freedom to Breathe. And who knows, maybe we'll see you before then.
Yes. Okay. Yes, right. Why not?
Why not? All right. Let's take our next caller a little closer to home for us.
Tony.
In New York City, you with us?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Tony in New York City.
Yeah. Welcome
to the show. So, I have a question about being in the newness of the moment, yet having it be affected or colored by memories of the past. And can I tell you a quick story about something that just happened that might illustrate what I'm thinking about?
Yes.
So last week I got a surprise call from somebody that I knew literally decades ago when I lived in California. So he was in town and he met up with some other people from back then who were also in the area. And anyway, they were going to a concert, and he told me that he had a ticket for me and that they were going to come and pick me up and to go together.
Okay.
So we had been to countless shows together back, you know, back in California, you know, either in his VW van or my old BMW. I even remember a time we hitchhiked together with him and his girlfriend to Arizona. And so, you know, it seemed, you know, it sounded like fun. You know, I hadn't seen them in ages. So anyway, they showed up in a Benz SUV, and in an SUV, you know,
okay.
Back then everybody had a, you know, vans that we used to hang out in.
Okay, so now they've got an upgraded car. We got it. Okay.
Yeah, and it was amusing that a few of the guys that I knew from back then still looked and even dressed the same.
Yes.
One guy still had his ponytail. Another guy had a afro and a big beard.
Right.
And there was this other guy that I remembered who had stolen a girl from me once that I really liked. And they were still kind of, you know, it was still kind of the same thing about driving to a concert. The music was blasting, and they were still passing around various bottles and pipes and whatever, just like back then.
So what's your question, my friend?
So I was relating to each of them through the story that I remembered about them back when I knew them before. And
yes.
So, you know, as far as being in the moment, you know, sometimes it's colored by memories that we associate with different people or you know, different events.
Yes.
Is there something wrong with that?
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of it being new at the time. You know, is it the goal to like not be affected by what your preconceptions are of different people and, you know, different situations?
See, here's the thing. The moment shows up the way it does. So your friend that called you, he couldn't have called you a moment before he did, and he showed up the way he was. And your mind is a machine. And it kicks out memories from the past. And it will do that. Now, the question is whether or not you think it should be different than it is. See, if you think that you should not have memories of the past color your current moment, then you'll make yourself wrong for being the way you are right now. But you can only be the way you are right now. So the game is to just notice without trying to fit it into some formula of the right way to be.
I mean, that being said, what you may be wrestling with is whether or not you currently enjoy some of the activities that you really were invested in back then. Whether passing around a bottle and a pipe is your thing. It may not be. Your life may have branched off in a different direction. But, you know, clearly, if you look at holidays, whether it's birthdays, Hanukkah, Christmas, etc., just add a holiday, a lot of people do things over and over, ritualistic, because it has meaning for them. One of the challenges is, Tony, that you often think that you have to get rid of something. That's change. Transformation and this whole technology, it's inclusive. This moment includes your memories of the past. Now, of course, you can follow a thought and get lost, but if you get lost in this moment, that's what your moment is. So there's no way you can be wrong.
And the other thing is this. Your friends from the past are not wrong because they're still doing the same things they were doing back then. You know, the mind thinks more different is better, you know? And what if, you know, it reminds me of Zen masters who, you know, they achieve enlightenment and their students say, so what's next? And they say, nothing's next. This is it. You see, it doesn't matter whether your friends have evolved or they're still doing the same things they're doing. If they were your friends and are your friends, they're still your friends. And there's nothing wrong with them being the way they are.
Yeah, I was just noticing, like, sometimes you have expectations or based on a relationship that you had with different people before, you have, like, you know, these different associations going on that kind of color your experience of the time, of the moment, you know. And, you know, I was just thinking if, you know, if the goal is to try to, you know, not be affected by your preconceptions or whatever, your expectations.
Only if you're living in a state of change, then you have a goal to be a better version of you. With transformation, it's about getting interested in how you are without judging what you see.
Right now, not trying to get to a better place, but being where you are in each moment.
It's really about being here.
Really?
That's the name of the show. You know, and I know it's so tempting to want to analyze ourselves and see how we can do our lives better, but there's the alternate possibility where you actually live your life.
Right. Live your life directly rather than think about if you're doing it right. And if you're thinking about if you're doing it right in this moment, that's all you could be doing. So that's what the way it's supposed to be. See, your life is showing up perfectly in this moment. In this moment, Tony, you're supposed to be on this radio show with us. And how I know it? You're the guy I'm speaking with.
That's right. Yeah.
See, and we, our minds are such facile, smart machines. They are thinking all the time of what would be better. But what if this is better? This is what better looks like.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
We're moving to the end of the show, and I want to take a moment to invite you personally, Tony. You may already be joining us, but our listeners, to join us for upcoming seminars. There's such a celebration of your genius and excellence and already being here. It's such an honor to be with people. If it's something that you feel you would like to do, go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Find an upcoming seminar in a place you'd like to go to with us and just join us. We'll have fun together.
Yeah, and Tony, I really want to thank you so very much for calling in today. I appreciate your giving us your time. And I have, out of this conversation, I have a whole new appreciation of you.
It was fun. You took us on a journey to your past, and it made our present richer. Thank you
so
much.
That's right. Thank you.
By the way.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. By the way, if you're enjoying our show being here, share it. Transformation happens when you share it with others. And next week's show, by the way, is The Power of Listening To.
Join us.
We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.